the Atlanta Business Radio Show, we do these specials occasionally, and we get to put a spotlight on a whole industry. And we're putting a spotlight on PR. And it's exciting because we have a lot of people in here, and we get to kind of delve in deep into the relationships between the PR professional and their clients.
Well, and I think you and I make really good hosts for this kind of series because we don't know anything, so we have a lot of questions, and we're curious, right? We want to learn more about this stuff.
Absolutely.
Well, this is going to be a fun segment. A little bit later in the program, we are going to hear from Sherry Walker and a couple of her clients, Nikki Darling & Company and Noel Adams. But first up this morning on our Inside PR series, we are going to hear from no other than a chef, Robert something, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name, and his PR guru, Marcia Middleton. Welcome to the show, Marcia.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, we are delighted to have you. So I just got to ask you right out of the box, because this whole world of PR is just absolutely fascinating to me. How do you land a client like a chef? How did were you at the guy's restaurant and said, I can make you a star? How did that come about?
Well, I did do that, but our relationship started about 8 years ago. I was actually the internal PR director for Four Seasons Hotel. So eventually I decided to venture out on my own, start my own company, and it was just the best of both worlds to be able to take the hotel on as a client. So within the hotel, there are separate entities, the spa, the restaurant, and so the chef comes along with that entity of being the restaurant. So it all just worked out.
What compelled the break? Why did you leave what I am under the impression was probably a very secure situation? You get a check every couple of weeks.
You get to stay at Four Seasons Hotel.
You get to stay at the hotel. Yeah. Why did you make the break?
Well, it is still the best of both worlds, but I'm a mom of two. And, you know, it got to that point where my son was going to preschool, was getting off a school bus at 2:30, and I just wanted to be there. So there was nothing that I could do to compromise that by being an internal PR person. So I decided to venture out and start my own company. But it's worked out, and it's been heaven ever since.
So tell us about your client, the guy you brought with us. Tell us about the chef.
Well, Robert Gerstenecker is German-born.
She can pronounce
She just rolls right off of her tongue. Gerstenecker. Okay. All right.
He is German-born and raised and has, you know, a resume that is just unbelievable. He's worked in Hong Kong, Palm Beach. Actually was a part of the opening team here in Atlanta with the Four Seasons in the restaurant here, and returned, after a couple of years, and reopened at the restaurant under Park 75 as the executive chef. So he's been doing a phenomenal job. He's really taken culinary to a whole new perspective. And I know we're going to delve into Hotel Restaurant Week, which is one of his brainchilds and is just, an example of how passionate he is about the culinary industry.
All right, chef, you're up.
Well, thanks for having us here. With the Hotel Restaurant Week is really the big focus for me right now, and kind of excited about it because we do so many restaurant weeks throughout the year, and they always work well because it brings a lot of people in. And
what is a restaurant week?
Restaurant Week is a special week, and we have downtown, midtown, Buckhead, and you get a beautiful opportunity to experience a restaurant for $25, and the restaurants that participate give you a great sneak into their menus. So you can check out two or three restaurants without having to spend too much money.
Oh, so the purpose is to kind of try new restaurants? Is that the
exactly
objective?
Exactly. If you're not wanting to go, you might have a certain reason why, or if it's too expensive for you. And this way, it gives you an opportunity to go, and it's exciting. It invigorates the industry a little bit, and the different restaurants, they start competing a little bit and seeing who can give the best. And
Because you have like a $25
price tag,
so you're trying to see how creative you can be and what kind of meal you can create for that.
Exactly.
So when is this thing happening now? We got something happening in Atlanta along these lines?
Well, we have the Hotel Restaurant Week starts in April.
Okay, so the timing's good, right?
Right.
Right. The 2nd starts on the 2nd. Mm-hmm. It goes until the 9th. And the participating hotels right now, of course, it's Park 75 at the Four Seasons, the Spice Market at
You don't have to mention the other one.
Okay.
It's all about
No. This is what it's about. It's the Spice
all about
Market.
You.
It's the Georgian Terrace, BLT at the W, 11, Paces 88, Lobby at 12, Room at 12, and Au Pied Cochon up in Buckhead.
Yeah, I can't pronounce that either. So don't.
It's one of those French words.
So Johnny Rockets didn't make the cut. And I love Johnny Rockets.
But the thing is, I do want to mention them because I want people to feel comfortable going into a hotel. I think that there's this perception, especially in Atlanta, that hotels are stuffy, stodgy, expensive, and you don't want to be there because it's boring. And the trend and the concept with restaurants and hotels now is to make them much more local-centered, much more focused on the neighborhood rather than the people up in the rooms, and really become part of the neighborhood, because there's so many interesting chefs with fantastic resumes. They've been all over the world, and you can really appreciate their food this week, especially because we're going to give them that great rate of $25.
Right. Now, have you worked in restaurants other than hotel restaurants, or have you exclusively worked in hotels?
My career has been with the Four Seasons. I've been with the Four Seasons for 20 years.
Wow.
No way. Yeah. You get started when you were four?
No. 20, actually.
There were only two seasons when you started.
Right.
And now there's four.
Yeah. I think there were 22, actually. And the key for us is to make sure that...
When you're working on a menu for a hotel, is it a different menu than you would if you were just like a local restaurant next door to the hotel?
The key for us is to make sure that it is like a restaurant and it's not going to have that stereotypical hotel feel to it, where it's not really looked at as an experience or a dining event, a venue to go and have dinner. Rather than an amenity. Often hotel restaurants are looked at as amenities. They're just there.
Like an amenity for the guests.
Right. We don't have to worry about the local clientele.
Right. So that's kind of changing now.
Exactly.
Is that recent development?
Probably in the last 10 years it started.
Uh-huh.
And I think many chefs have always wanted to do more, but it's always that feeling of how to get into that market and bring people into that restaurant without them feeling that there's this strange stereotype going on.
Uh-huh.
So do you cook the same kind of stuff at home, or do you experiment with stuff and say, okay, honey, we're going to try this, and then if it works, I'm going to take it to work? Or what do you cook at home?
I think for me, it's not at home or at work. It's just, what do I do now?
Right.
There isn't a very big difference between
Can you imagine
my
his
cooking.
Grilled cheese sandwich? I mean, it's out of this
it's
world.
Good.
Well, and that's, you know, a lot of things do come from the kitchen at home. And, you know, we were just working on, we just had dinner the other night, and we did a couscous with lemon and herbs and put a beautiful grilled fish on it. And that's actually going to be part of the spring menu in Park 75. Because it's so delicious, you just want to put it on the menu. And that's where I think the excitement comes from, and that starts from the passion where you just have and love food.
Right. And then it goes from there.
Exactly.
Now, what about, I'm noticing here in town, there's a lot of farmers markets popping up. Mm-hmm. Is that impacting your business at all?
I think farmers markets are fantastic. I think they're a big part of the kind of the new energy in this city.
Right.
And a really big push that brings people closer to food and appreciate where it comes from, how it's grown.
Right.
And that you can get it locally and that you can get it fresh and it tastes so much better and you don't have to do much to it. So,
right.
Yeah, it is a big impact. In
so you think that it's not a fad? You think that's going to be around?
Yeah. We were talking about this as part of our planning for this year. And I don't think it's a fad. It's over the trend fact, and it's here to stay.
Right.
And I'm so glad it's come to Atlanta because it's really part of the new kind of energy in this city with food.
What about burgers? Fad?
Burgers? You know, burgers have been here for a long time, and
I know,
they will
but not
continue to stay here.
Burgers.
Well, but they'll continue to stay here for a long time. I don't think they're going anywhere.
I think burgers are about price point, too, because people are so price conscious, so... That's a big part of the craze.
So tell us a little bit about this relationship. What in the world compelled you to hire professional PR support? What motivated that decision?
Well, the relationship is something that has to be kind of seamless. And people never really think, wow, how do you get recognized for the things that you do? I think the PR is equally as important as anything you put on the plate, because if someone doesn't know that you're there and what you're doing, it doesn't matter what you put on the plate. So it's really important. And often the PR aspect of the industry is so much more important because people need to know what's going on, especially kind of new ways of getting the word out, especially in today's market.
So if you guys weren't hanging with us this morning and it was PR day. And I mean, what would y'all talk about? Would you talk about promoting this Restaurant Week thing coming up? Would you talk about new dishes? I'm trying to get some insight into just the data. Well, I'm trying to figure out how to do your job because it really looks good.
You want my job.
It seems like a fascinating industry. Yeah. What do you guys talk about?
Well, you know, my job really is to look at my clients and talk about how I can keep them top of mind, number one, and two, how I separate them from their competition, because nobody wants to be blended in and look the same as everybody else. So what can we do to separate ourselves? So one of the things that we've done most recently is we launched the Celebrity Chocolate Buffet. It's great. It's a perfect time of year. People are always looking for things like comfort foods. And we've launched that. It's been our third year. It's actually been in existence for about 8 years. And 3 years ago, we took a step back as part of a PR power session or brainstorming session and said, what can we do to make this different? What can we do to make it new, fresh, and put a new face on it? So we decided to tap some of the people that we have relationships through the firm. And lo and behold, they were able to lend their names to this event with no cost involved. It's a great alignment with to be associated with a brand like Four Seasons. And so Chef said, okay, well, my role is going to be to do chocolate, unlike other people who are doing chocolate in this city. And I'm going to take it straight from the cacao bean all the way to making it, you know, 15 to 20 different variations of chocolate. And so what we did is we relied on the celebrity to lend their name to their favorite chocolate recipe, and everybody has one.
I did not get that call. Who did you hire? Are we allowed to say who the celebrity is?
Yeah, we have a different celebrity every week. We've had people like Keisha Knight Pulliam, who played Rudy on The Cosby Show.
Oh, yeah.
We've had, we are going to have Michael Rooks, who is a curator from the High Museum. We've had the ballet director from the Atlanta Ballet. We've had a laundry list of people. We've had Michael Knight, who was on season two of Project Runway and a finalist there. And each person draws a different crowd and a different perspective to the
event.
Well,
I can bring you the NASCAR crowd.
We haven't had them yet.
Really?
I'll tell you, those folks spend money. Now, don't turn your nose up at the NASCAR crowd. So I get the sense that you specialize in hospitality or food services. Is that your wheelhouse?
You know, we do a couple of different things. We do food and beverage, hospitality and tourism. We do some travel. We also do some retail. But most of all, we specialize in doing things that are very high end. So our clients tend to be the best of the best in their categories.
Well, I noticed your client today, he's wearing socks and everything. So, I mean, I mean, there is a certain
bar. And a clean
white
jacket.
Right, yeah.
That's for you, Stone.
Now, when you're first working with somebody, how do you kind of, I know you've had a relationship with the chef for a long time, but say you're starting a new client. Mm-hmm. What is that first kind of feeling out process like?
Well, you know, first of all, our firm runs a strict non-compete clause. So with that in existence, for example, with Four Seasons, I would never take on another hotel client that competes directly with them. That allows me to be associated with them on a more intimate level. And it's almost like dating versus marriage. If you're dating someone and dating a variety of people, right, you tend to be kind of all over the place and not, right, committed. Whereas our relationship is more like a marriage. And so, you know, we get to be more intimate. And when the call becomes reactive from the media, they pretty much know who I'm going to pitch for that story. It's, right, not a competition between who got the last placement.
Right.
It's about, you know that I represent Four Seasons. So.
And then so Chef comes with that. So you wouldn't,
absolutely,
represent another chef.
No.
So if
not that competes with him in this market.
So what about Emeril?
No.
Emeril's out.
Well, this brings something up, though. You get somebody like Emeril, a great personality. The guy can carry himself well. He's funny and all that. Chef here is very articulate, likable, all that. I mean, it's got to be a challenge. Sometimes you got to be running into some really talented folks that maybe aren't all that great when you turn the lights on, huh?
Yeah.
How do you manage that?
I'm pretty discerning. I can tell that from the very beginning. And you know that because the non-compete is in place, we're able to take a look at the client and say, you know, what is it that you do, and does it compete with any of our existing clients? And then we also want to know what's your goals and your objectives. You know, where are you and where do you want to go, and is it realistic? Because at the end of the day, we have to compile that PR plan. And if the client isn't happy, we don't feel fulfilled about what we're doing either. So we try to make it pretty realistic. And we can tell if the client is, you know, a partner in this, because a client has to be in cahoots with this whole,
right,
PR plan thing.
So there's times where you say, you know what, this isn't a good fit.
Right.
You know, I'd like,
absolutely,
to have you for a client.
Yep.
Thank you for considering me, but,
yep,
this isn't going to be a good fit.
Yeah. And for the most part, I can usually identify someone else within the marketplace that specializes in what they do.
Right. Like, or maybe you should call this firm over.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So do you guys practice little, I don't know, catchphrases or sound bites? So if Chef Robert finds himself at a cocktail party, and someone says, well, what do you do? Have you guys worked out this, you know, 9-word soundbite? Or
I think originally we did.
We did. Marcia actually put me through a, by the way, she is referred to as my work wife. So it is a marriage in a way. But Marcia has actually put me through a training plan for this, because when I first stumbled to the Four Seasons in Atlanta, I wasn't very comfortable in front of a camera or in front of a microphone. And it was really kind of curious to me. How do people get to the point where we can talk about what they think and like and make it sound realistic? So she put me through a program where she put me in front of a camera, and we went through it several times and kind of trained me on that. So she really has helped me and developed me in that sense to be able to communicate.
Oh, so that was part of the – is that part of the package when you work with Marcia?
Yeah.
You get some media training?
We do the media training.
It was this the same program that she put you and I through. She put us through the camera and then put us in the radio business.
And said, you shouldn't be on the camera.
The lady knows what she's doing, right? So how do you get off your merry-go-round? Being an executive chef has got to be, at times, a very stressful job. I mean, very high expectations. How do you get off of your merry-go-round? How do you manage
what do you do to relax?
Yeah.
I have a lot of things that I like to do. I'm kind of spread all over the place. I like being outdoors. You know, I like building things. Cooking is really the center part of everything that I do, pretty much. So because I like the garden, I like to, you know, I've got chickens, I've got bees at home.
Really?
You know, I built. Wow. We just finished building a pizza oven. One of those nice...
like in your backyard?
Yeah, in the backyard.
Wow. And what's your address again?
Yes. what time should we be there?
You know, I make beer at home and make wine at home. And, wow. You know, do all those things. I really enjoy that. It really...
So then it's not really work for you? Like
it's not.
So is your favorite part the creating the stuff, or is it the executing and putting it on a plate?
I think it's the whole package. Once I get into something... I like to know how it's made from the beginning to the end.
Right.
It's just like chocolate. It was one of those curiosities that I just didn't know anything about. And once I got into it, you know, now we're, you know, like Marcia said, we're sourcing the beans from the Ivory Coast and Panama, and then we're roasting the beans and we're grinding them, actually making the chocolate, which is a really interesting process. Not too complicated, but you just need to kind of get the gist of how to make it.
Right.
Yeah. So I know what my personal goals are for Hotel Restaurant Week. Mm-hmm. I've got a very clear vision of what I'm going to try to accomplish during that week. Serious weight gain.
Right.
But what would you like to accomplish out of Hotel Restaurant Week? How will you look back on that and say, right, man, that was a success?
That was a home run.
First, if people really fill up those restaurants that are participating in this, is definitely going to be a win. Secondly, when people start... coming back and understanding that it is easy and wonderful to go to restaurants in hotels and see the diversity that is in each of the hotels as far as food. And I think thirdly, that we can do this year after year and break into new markets and new cities. And hopefully the Four Seasons will do this in other cities when we start it this year. And when they see how successful it is, right, they're going to want to jump onto it. And then maybe there'll be a National Hotel Restaurant Week day.
Mm-hmm. So it's only in Atlanta right now?
It's only in Atlanta. It's his brainchild. So together came up with this idea.
Okay, so you got to say something cool in German. I understand you speak German.
I speak German. What do you want me to say?
Let's have him do a promotional spot
for Restaurant Week.
For Restaurant Week in German.
For our German listeners.
Okay. There's probably going to be some English words mixed in there because my German is Canadian German, and it's, you know, it's one of those things. Aber mir hand noch Spieße in the hotel für $25. Und ihr könnt kommen April, der 2. vom April bis zum Samstag, April 9th. Für drei Spieße und das wäre in the Four Seasons Hotel ist das erste Hotel, wo du mich nachgegangen hast.
That's got to be a first. Do we have anything like that in any of the archives over the last 7 years?
And to all the German people out there, that was Schwäbisch. So if you didn't understand me, it's a dialect of southern Germany, and it's kind of Bavarian, and that's where my parents are from. So.
How cool is that? Yeah. I want to carve out just that segment and send it to all our German...
That's going to be my ringtone.
Okay, so how can our listeners get in touch with both of you? And we'll start with you, Marcia. Listeners that have heard you speak about this and want to have a substantive conversation.
They want you to woo you.
To want to woo you.
She doesn't just take anybody.
Exactly. The bar is very, very high. What's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Well, the best way is obviously through our website, which is msquaredpr.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Our handle on Twitter is at msquaredpr.
Terrific. And Chef Robert, what is the best way for our listeners to learn more about Hotel Restaurant Week, learn more about your restaurant and what you're out there doing for folks?
You can go to hotelrestaurantweek.com and look at the information there, or go to the Four Seasons website, or you can call the hotel directly, 404-881-9898, and ask for Park 75.
And so what will you be cooking today?
What's the special?
I don't know yet. I have to go there and find out.
Oh, wow. It's a daily decision.
Just make this up every day?
Well, the specials we do, of course, and those are the things that are inspired in that sense. So it's really what's happening today, and that's kind of a reflection of what we do at the chef's table. It's right in the kitchen.
Right.
We serve up to 10 people there, and it's a daily menu, and it's something if I do go to the farmer's market, I'll bring some stuff home, or when we have events that we know a little bit earlier, we'll get some fun things for that. But it's made every day for those tables, and sometimes it's so inspired. It doesn't even happen until like a couple minutes before, because we do have people come in and bring their wines, and I have to try the wine first. Then we'll pair something. We have some really, really fun clients that way that come in and enjoy it.
Inspired. That's my new euphemism for I hadn't thought about it yet.
Like inspiration. Stone.
Right. Let me see your project. Well, it's inspired.
You'll be surprised, though, how often those things come out a lot better than the ones that you've thought about too much, because right. Those are sometimes too complicated and contrived.
Wow.
Say that.
Well, Marcia Middleton with M Squared. Am I saying that
M
right?
M Squared PR.
M Squared PR. Mm-hmm. And Chef Robert Gerstenecker.
That's it. You got it.
With the Park 75 and the brains behind Hotel Restaurant Week. It has been an absolute delight having you on the show. We got to have you back. Marcia, we want to hear more about other clients that maybe you have.
So okay.
We got to get you back. And Chef Robert, I want you to come back and talk about the bees, man.
Oh,
that's a whole other aspect of your life, right?
Absolutely.
And he totally missed talking about the fact that he's brought the bees to the hotel.
Oh, yep.
So
okay.
We have a bee garden there, and we're getting like 100 pounds of honey every year from those bees.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a whole other episode, right? So we got to get you back.
Absolutely.
It has been a ball, though. Will you hang out with us for a little while we visit with our next guest?
We'll stick around.
Terrific.
Right, thanks.
When can I make your reservation?
Yes, April 2nd, right?
That's right, April 2nd, man.
Mark it down.
Yeah, we're going to be there. Well, before we visit with our next guest, I got to get you caught up on what's going on with our new sponsor, Lee, BMA Atlanta, Business Marketing Association of Atlanta. I mentioned to you at the top of the show, we had the leadership from that crowd.
Yes, how did that go?
Again, it went really well without you, and I'm sorry.
I don't know if that's a coincidence or maybe that speaks skills.
I'm sure it would have gone better if you'd have been here, but we had a great time. We had Eric Pennington and Martine Hunter and Steve Chalk and Joe Noonan. So those
big crowd.
These are movers and shakers in the Atlanta market, and they were talking all about the mission and purpose of BMA Atlanta. Of course, they're tickled to death as we are about this new partnership. But on March the 10th, we've got at Maggiano's, this crowd gets together. And I don't know if you're going to get a chance to go or not. It's in my calendar. I am definitely going. And the speaker at that event is none other than Dan McDade.
Oh, wasn't he a guest?
Two or 3 weeks ago on the High Velocity Radio Show, I believe it was. And he's got that new book out, The Truth About Leads.
Leads.
Yeah. So
did you read that?
No.
No?
I got a free copy. That's one of the great things about having your own radio
books.
Show. You get a lot of books. We didn't really push the last guest for tickets for complimentary tickets to that hotel restaurant. Well, they haven't left yet.
We'll get them later.
We'll get them before they get out the door. But no, when you have your own radio show, you get books, you get all kind of comp stuff.
Yes, there are a lot of benefits.
There are some real perks. But that was a lot of fun having those guys on. And I just want to make sure that our listeners know that Maggiano's, March the 10th, go listen to Dan McDade talk about the truth about leads.
That's it. Learn something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Marketing-wise.
So back to the ranch here.
Yes.
In this segment, I am delighted to introduce Miss Sherry Walker with Full Moon PR, and she's brought a couple of clients with hers, Nikki Darling with Nikki Darling and Company, and Noel Adams, who I understand is a director, writer, and producer, so we might get our big break here, man.
We're auditioning.
Absolutely.
What this is.
So welcome to the show, Sherry.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we are delighted to have you. Before we dive into the show, we have a basketball team at the church, and we're minus a forward.
Don't
and
even try it.
For those of you who can't see it out there in radio land, Sherry's about 2.5 heads taller than me, and we could really use her on the Chestnut Ridge basketball team.
You know, what's funny is that I had the same problem in high school and in college. Everybody looks at my height and go, oh, my God, we got to have you. And I used to go join the team just to make jokes because I am so uncoordinated. It's not even funny, so you don't need me, I promise.
All right. Well, we'll stick to what you do know, which is apparently PR. Give us, if you would, a little bit of an idea of what Full Moon PR is all about and what you're out there doing for folks.
Okay. Well, Full Moon PR kind of came to birth. I was actually been in the entertainment business for quite a while myself. Moved to L.A. last year for a while. And then just kind of just decided, you know what? I'm going to take these talents that I have in this dying economy and teach the people what I know and help people out. And my sister and I had a PR agency in Florida, and we worked with some really great people, Dan Marino, Alonzo Mourning, Jason Taylor.
So you were in South Florida.
We were in South Florida.
I'm from Miami.
Oh, well, then there you go, homeboy.
Exactly.
And now she's going to rattle your name off in that same list. You know, I worked with Dan Marino, Lee Cantor.
That's right. What she'll tell Dan Marino that. I'm right. Sure he'll be impressed.
Exactly.
He'll be up.
Exactly. So entertainment and sports is kind of like my background, and I'm pretty much concentrating very heavily in the entertainment industry right now.
Right.
So tell us about the clients that you brought with. You doubled up, man. You filled up the whole studio.
Okay. Nikki Darling, she's a part of what I call my glam squad. She is a phenomenal stylist. She's worked with some great people in the industry. Robin Givens is one of her clients. She's doing some great things right now with some great department stores like Dillard's and Macy's. And she also is opening up a boutique of her very own. We're opening up her brick and mortar April 1st. Yay. Miss Adams, well, wow, what can we say about her? She is phenomenal. She is working on a couple of reality projects right now, working on one with the Holyfield girls. She's got a couple other things we can't really talk about right now unless you guys want to sign some non-disclosure agreements.
You know what? Noelle, I'm sure you're a very nice person. The glasses are a little spooky, I got to tell you. They give you that mystery that I can't quite see through them. Those are sharp. I like those.
That's on purpose.
So I got to ask you guys, and I'll ask you first, Nikki, how did this come about? How did you get involved with this PR thing? And what was it? Was there some compelling event that made you say, I got to pull the trigger and write this lady a check because she's really going to help me reach the next level?
Well, there's a multitude of feelings behind having a PR. Since 2007, I've been basically doing this on my own. And me and my assistant, Beamer, we just became bombarded with clients, you know, people pulling us from different areas, and we found ourselves all over the place, and we didn't want to have calls unanswered. We didn't want to, you know, not follow up with clients. So then we sought out a PR person, someone that we felt that could represent our company in the best format.
And it's really funny because how I really ran into Nikki was I'm actually working on a PR reality show with me and a couple other PR girls here. And she styled us for our photo shoot. And Yeah, so I was like, Nikki, I mean, she was so phenomenal. She did such a great job. I was like, do you have a PR person? She was like, no, I don't really want to do that whole Hollywood thing of telling everybody about me. I said, girl, listen, you got to have PR. So she's being very modest over there.
Yeah,
right now.
I'm being modest.
So what kind of investment are we talking about to style me before the show, you think?
Well, you know, we work with all budgets, all paying budgets.
Amen.
That's what we work with. You know, you just let me know after the show what you want done, and then we can come up with something.
We'll
I'm
have
sure.
to ask Lee. Lee knows that there's a lot of changes that Lee would like to make in me. And I don't know what they are, but I know the list is long.
Usually there are people out there that want, they see something in other people that they want to change.
It's real easy to see.
You know, why didn't she go get her hair done? Why didn't she do this? Why didn't he do this? But yeah, we take care of it all.
So, Noelle, you two, apparently at some point, you decided to pull the trigger. What was the thinking behind that, getting some professional PR support?
Well, absolutely. There was something that took place. We met, it was a chance meeting, and I was working on another show. And she was brought in because we were talking to networks and we felt like we needed a PR person. Well, being involved in this other show and in getting to meet Sherry with the other projects that I was involved in, I felt like it was in my best interest because I was that one-woman show and I couldn't handle it all. And in getting to know her and her character and the authenticity, I felt like it was going to take my business to the next level with getting involved with her.
Did she suggest the sunglasses, or you had that predated?
Actually,
I was going to say, listen, I'm PR.
Actually, the stylist is in charge of that.
Expert. Exactly. This is the expert.
Really?
Noelle transforms when she puts on her glasses. So let's Noelle,
and the glasses
Noelle.
Go with that kind of calm, jazzy voice.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
He's
okay.
It's
Superman has a cape. Superwoman has a cape.
Right.
You have sunglasses. And a stylist.
I see that.
Exactly.
So I want to hear more. Reality TV thing seems to be a theme among all three of you. Which is, among other topics, something I don't know the first thing about.
Exactly.
I'd like to learn more, and this is kind of open to everybody here on the panel. Talk to us about that. Why would you do it? Is there real money in it? Are there rabbit holes that you can run down and just really get lost in trying to produce reality TV? I'd just love to learn more about reality TV.
It's a great piece to entertainment. It really is, because what I've learned that it does is it gives that ordinary person the opportunity to find that 15 minutes of fame. But we are kind of like all over the place. We've got some great projects. Again, like I said, we're working on a project with the Holyfield Girls that all three of us are going to be involved in. She and I are actually producers on the show. Nikki's going to be on the show. So we got that going on. We've got a couple of shows that, Noelle produced herself that we're in the works for. What we're trying to do is make our mark in the industry as producers as well. Both of us have both been in producers on shows and been in that entertainment part for a very long time. And so the opportunities came to us and we were like, hey, let's take it and run with it. But it's fun. It's a lot of fun. You get to one of the things that we wanted to do was we wanted to bring some positivity to reality TV. There's so much drama. I mean, everyone you watch is always about, you know, I mean,
fighting
drinking. Like, man. And I mean, come on. One of the most famous ones here in Atlanta is The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Right.
And I just, even with my PR show, I saw it going in that direction and I put the brakes on it because I was like, you know what? When I leave this earth, I want to have a legend that can be carried forward that's positive. Exactly. So the shows that we're working on right now, they're all going toward that positive. We have one really great show that's going to be focused on women who are giving back to the community.
Right.
So that's
nice.
Yeah.
Do people watch positive? It seems like the highest rated shows are all the drinking, partying.
Well, they do. There are a few positive shows out there. I mean, right off the top of my head, I can think of shows like Ron's Family. There's a little bit of family drama that's normal, but it's not over the top. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's always drama in life. You can't take drama out of life. But you can show people how to deal with that drama properly rather than showing the extravagant, you know, name calling. And that's just too much for me. And it's not who I want to be. And we all agree in that respect. And we get along very well in that area.
Well, I want a nice chef show. And I've got the perfect guy for it because he's a great guy. He's
He's
articulate. I'm sure the food is good. But I really do not enjoy that show where the guy's all the time yelling at the people.
I could
never cook under those conditions. Yeah. I could never learn how to cook. So I think we ought to do a nice, positive show with Chef Robert.
I think so,
I
too.
I agree.
Well, there you go. See?
I have a name, Chef Rob and the Bees.
There you go.
See, this is what we're all about. We're the great connectors, right?
All right. Just make things happen.
So, Noelle, I understand that you've got a CD set coming out. So speak to that a little bit, if you will.
Absolutely. And I can't take all of the credit for this.
Yeah, you can. No one else
is here. I'm on the creative side, the creative director for this particular project. And Sherry is the heart and soul behind this project. But collaboratively, we are coming up with something that's going to assist people with changing their thinking. Because if they want to change your life, it first begins with changing your thinking. And we do have a 3-CD set that's going to come out toward the end of March that we will be having available via, what's the name of that site?
Living Social.
Living Social. Yeah. Living
Oh,
Social.
Wow. You're gonna
I
go
saw
on
that
those,
advertised.
The big Groupon. Group
yes.
Groupon.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes, right. Yes, yes, yes. Because yes. we want to make it affordable, and we really do, our goal with everything is to make a difference in life.
Absolutely.
Well, you're a busy lady because you've also got a book out on bullying, of all things.
The book is not out yet, but it will be out soon.
And so are you a previous bully or are you a bully now? What are your credentials?
I am the victim behind the bullying, but also being a victim, I've become a survivor behind the bullying. So one of the things that I've learned in life's many lessons is when you obtain that knowledge, the best and most empowering thing is to share the knowledge. So it's not just a book about my bullying experiences. It's more of a help guide to assist young teens and young kids that are experiencing bullies and their families on how to manage through the process and become victorious.
Yeah, that's an important subject. That's a lot of tragedies are happening
yes,
in that area.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, and you can bully people like electronically now, right?
Yes.
I mean, seriously, I've got a 13-year-old, and there's banners all over the school, but bullying is not allowed, and some kid had a real meltdown because somebody called him not a nice thing on Facebook. I mean, it's a big deal.
Yes, right. Yes.
No, kids are being expelled for saying things about teachers and other kids.
You know, and one of the other things, too, is that bullying takes place in more places than just in schools. It takes place in the workplace. It takes place at home. I mean, bullying is a very bad problem, and I'm glad to see that a lot of more people are paying more attention to it and trying to come up with solutions for it, because it can be detrimental. There are people who have committed suicide because of people bullying them. That's not nice.
Now, Nikki, I understand that a great deal of your career has been invested in doing the styling for TV and movies and all that stuff, but you are consciously trying to shift direction a little bit and acquire more corporate clients. Is styling, help me reconcile styling as something that a corporate person
right.
should
Right, is that good for your career?
Well, it could be good for your career. You know, the person that sits in the corner office that never gets noticed and, you know, they shy behind.
I never
behind,
noticed them.
Yeah, they shy behind their clothing. And, you know, sometimes people, I always say wardrobe helps dictate a person, what they're going through.
Right.
It could be a person that's being bullied that may wants to wear black to hide from people.
Right.
So in the corporate field, I have a legal background for a firm here in Atlanta.
Now, what does that really mean? You've served time or you've
both in jail.
Easy.
I can read
jail.
Between the lines.
I've been in jail with no bail.
You was locked up and they wouldn't let you out.
They wouldn't let me out. I'm a paralegal. I've been a paralegal for the past 12 years.
Oh, wow.
Working in a legal environment, sometimes often bullied for positions and, you know, bullied into, you know, caseloads and fighting for work and all that, those things. And like the earlier PR rep, I'm a mother of three, and as my kids start entering into the school and I wanted to be hands-on with my kids, it became more important for me to do something that was benefiting me and my family instead of someone else in their family.
Right.
So because I have that corporate background, I know that there are times where people are often overlooked, you know, to go to lunch with the big boss because they don't have the
they
proper.
They don't look the part.
They don't look the part. You know, I work near 191 Club, and my boss would often ask me, "You want to go to lunch?" But you know, at 191 Club, you need a jacket. Well, I would always have a jacket on the
You'd
back of
ready.
My door. I'd be ready to go because I want to be
smart.
I want to be with the people that's you know that know stuff.
But that's a good strategy for people that are especially aspiring to be executives. They have to kind of look not like the people around them. They got to look like the people their boss's boss. Right?
Exactly. Like the media training, you have to go through corporate training. You have to look the par so you can get noticed and recognized because you know we do live in a society where people base you off of looking at you.
Right.
That's what we need, media training.
Yeah, wait, that was a big mistake.
You also need image consulting, and I will hand over.
It's obvious.
I'll be willing to talk. She didn't couch that at all.
It's yeah, just, yeah. You need it.
I know my doors will be knocking down. I'll be available to speak after the show.
It's that obvious,
I have bills to pay. Remember those three children.
Now, is yours a kitchen table business, and you just grab your stuff, throw it in the truck, and you go?
Go to the client? Is that
or
how
people come to you, or what's happening?
Well, you have a boutique opening, right?
Yeah, I have a new boutique opening on April 1st. It was March 11th, but we're going to do it on April Fool's Day. Yes, exactly. For the past 2 years, I have been working inside of an interior studio, a private studio, and now I am branching off into a storefront on Mitchell Street in the historic Hotel Row of Atlanta. So I'm very excited, and I'm near Chef Luna, who's a celebrity chef. I'm on that same block, so I'm really excited about the possibilities. I'm excited to be able to have clients who, you know, who are just looking for a way of image building themselves.
And they can
image
come
branding.
To you.
They can come to me because I have an eclectic blend of wardrobe stylists, hair, makeup,
nutritionists.
We do it all.
That's great.
And we'll also have retail at that location.
Well, you know what, Sherry Walker, I know that you're a good PR agent, and here's how I know. Your two clients just carried the show for the last 20 minutes without you having to say a word. Well, no, that's how you know that you're doing your job.
Absolutely.
Because I got to believe there's some PR agents out there that are sitting in a situation like this, and they're sitting on pins and needles the whole time their client's talking like, oh, my God, are they going to do a Joe Biden on me, you know?
Oh, Lord, I have those type of clients. I would have never brought them here.
We passed the test.
We were coached well.
This has been an awful lot of fun. Before we let you go, I want to make sure that our listeners know how to get in touch with each of you guys, Nikki and Noel both. And before we wrap, I want to hear a little bit more from you, Sherry, on a couple of items. But Nikki, how can our listeners get in touch with you, learn more about your services, and get that image up a notch or two?
Yes, they can visit us at www.AtlantaImageConsultant.com. Our phone number is 888-493-4994. To speak to me personally, you can hit option 1. And to reach my assistant, my style director, Beamer. He's recently been promoted. He can be reached at extension 2.
Well, I hope you'll come back with Beamer.
Yes, I'll bring.
We want to meet Beamer.
Beamer wanted to be here today. And the address to the location, I'm sorry, is 227 Mitchell Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30303.
Oh, great, for the physical location. So the next show, we'll do Beamer and the Bees.
Right? We'll combine everything with a B.
We'll just throw it all together. Absolutely. And Noel, how can our folks get in touch with you and get their hands on this book that's coming out? And
the CDs?
Yeah, and CDs.
Absolutely. Number one, they can follow me on Twitter. That's at the Noel Adams, and that's TheNoelle Adams, ADAMS. Or you can reach out to me on Facebook. I am Noel Adams on Facebook, or in the preferred method, through my wonderful publicist, Sherry Walker.
Oh, yeah.
Full Moon Consulting.
Nice segue. And I got to tell you, that handle, the Noel Adams, goes so well with the shades.
Exactly.
It's got like
perfect.
That attitude, right? And what a great tee up for your publicist, Sherry Walker. Well, Sherry, thank you so much for sharing your clients with us this morning. That was a lot of fun. Before we let you go, what's happening new in your world? You got any events coming up or some things that you want us to know about?
We've got quite a few exciting things coming up. Again, the launch of the CDs coming out at the end of the month is probably our biggest project right now. And it's a healing series. Yeah, it's a healing series. It's one of the three tapes are, one is a guide to meditation. One is called The Return to Love. It just teaches people about the importance of giving love and getting it back. And then the other one is The Power of Forgiveness. A lot of people don't understand that holding on to grudges is what keeps us in our own stuff. And we're just, again, our whole thing is all about healing people and bringing people back to where they need to be and knowing and bringing that earth back to the peace. We're in a lot of, it's in an uproar right now. We're trying to bring it back down, bring people back to peace. So we have that. Noelle's got some great stuff. She's got a domestic abuse book coming out that we are going to be honoring Elle DeBarge's mother. Adeline DeBarge. We have a great interview with her. She's a fabulous woman. And then, of course, the opening of Nikki's store. And we don't even want to talk about all the other clients, but we've got some great things coming up, and I'm excited.
Well, that's right, because we're going to have you back sometime if you're game, and have you and visit with some other clients.
Absolutely.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yes, it would.
Well, thank you all for joining us. This has been a very interesting, informative conversation. I can't wait to head down to Nikki's place and get a makeover.
Get a makeover. Extreme makeover.
And I got to get my hands on the CD set. And I got to tell you, forgiving other people, I'm sure I could use some work on it. One thing I'm really good, and not everybody is, at forgiving myself. I've got that nailed.
Ask my wife.
I've got that, and some people can't do that.
That's absolutely correct. That is absolutely correct. I mean, and we do. We live in that of, oh my God, I mistreated my child 20 years ago. That child is having kids of its own. You know what I mean?
So you gotta let it go.
Exactly.
That's the moral of this part of our show today. You gotta let it go. Well, thank you all so much for having us.
It was a pleasure.
All right. Well, this wraps up another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. We will see you next time.